Hello everyone, I am Dr. C.J. Varghese, welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips Day 206. We will finish our discussion on stroke today. According to GNM, there are two types of strokes, white stroke and red stroke. We were learning the white stroke yesterday and saw that an intense conflict shock can lead to affections of speech. This difficulty to formulate words is known as Broca's aphasia because of the involvement of the Broca's area situated in the left side of the cerebral cortex. This particular area in the brain is really controlling the laryngeal muscles and hence the vocal cord muscles also. Therefore, if a particular person is having Broca's aphasia, we can conclude that the paralysis of the body will always be in the right side. If there is numbness or sensory paralysis of the face, arms, legs, etc., we can conclude the existence of additional separation conflict. It is practically useful if you can differentiate Broca's aphasia from another type of aphasia called as Wernicke's aphasia. Here the person's ability to speak coherently will be affected without any paralysis seen in Broca's aphasia. He will say wrong words, use made-up words without any meaning and sentences without any sense. In very serious cases, the person will not be able to understand what others say and even to write or read properly. In Broca's aphasia, someone may have trouble to formulate words, but what he says will be intelligible. Let us learn the program of the Wernicke's area and the difficulty to process words to some more extent. Wernicke's area is located in the cerebral cortex at its post-sensory lobe. It is in close vicinity to the temporal lobe. Please understand well that the corresponding conflict of the Wernicke's area and the difficulty to process words is a separation conflict. Therefore, the struggle of finding out the right word is a manifestation of the short-term memory loss that is present in all cases of separation conflicts programs. Why the person is unable to articulate his thoughts is due to his stunning shock over the separation. Here also, the principle of biological handedness is applicable. That means if he is a right-handed person, his separation conflict will be associated with his partner, or if left-handed, the conflict of separation will be with his mother or children. The degree of separation conflict will decide the intensity of his difficulty to process words and his speech impairment. Wernicke's aphasia is present in cases of white stroke or sympathicotonic stroke only. Remember well the difference in Broca's aphasia. In the case of Broca's aphasia, it is really a condition of speechless with fear. Here the conflicts are scare-fright conflict or territorial fear conflict. The location in the brain is left motor cortex. The organs affected are laryngeal muscles or vocal cord muscles, so speechlessness with fear. Other symptoms of white stroke are weakness or paralysis of affected muscles with cold hands and loss of appetite, etc., the usual CFA symptoms. These symptoms will last till the conflict is resolved. Once entering the PCLA phase of healing, coldness of hands and little appetite will improve. But during an epileptoid crisis happening during the healing phase of a white stroke, there can occur uncontrolled jerkiness and contractions of the affected muscles while expelling the brain edema in the motor cortex that is healing. It will be difficult to differentiate the strokes and the epileptic seizures very often. Now, let us see what is red stroke according to GNM. I told you it is also known as vagotonic stroke. That means it happens during healing phase. Here, the brain edema of the healing brain happens to be in close vicinity to the motor cortex As a result, the brain edema presses onto the motor cortex. During the healing phase of the programs of bronchial mucosa, laryngeal mucosa, ventricular myocardium, etc., these brain edema in close vicinity to the motor cortex may press onto the motor cortex. The phenomenon of red stroke starts at the epileptoid crisis and can remain throughout the epileptoid crisis, lasting for minutes or hours, depending on the time required to expel the edema. If the brain edema presses or injures the optic nerve that passes through the cerebrum, even the vision may get impaired following a stroke. Once the healing phase enters the PCLB, brain edema is nil. Paralysis gets better and motor ability gets re-established. Sometimes, if this ideal healing may not happen. So, if the brain edema is not fully expelled, partial paralysis can remain due to the inability of the synapses between the neurons to reconnect again. This is usually the result of syndrome of healing phase due to water retention following abandonment and existence conflicts. In some cases of stroke, permanent paralysis can occur due to scarification in motor cortex following continuous conflict relapses. Friends, here we conclude our long continued discussion on skeletal muscles program. Remember, we discussed a few portions of skeletal muscles that were to study at a later time. With my best wishes, I am Dr. C.J. Varghese from Kerala, India.